societies in our republic, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter,
along with the families of the hostages. I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we go into the third hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. And of course, there we go. Thank you so much. Dana Milbank, I don't know if you've ever heard of her. She's somewhat of a liberal columnist. She wrote a whiny op-ed yesterday morning. And, of course, we had to see the Columbia Maryland Mall shooting, to me, in order to get over the average loss of life that normally happens when a civilian intervenes of 2.5 in a mass shooting incident, the killer had to kill himself to get to that 3 people dead. It was horrible. And those 2 people that died did not deserve to die. It wasn't a Sandy Hook or a D.C. Naval Yard, though. But that doesn't keep Dana Milbank from doing it because they jump at every opportunity. From her whiny op-ed, with so many shootings, it's perhaps inevitable that the Columbia incident seems almost routine. To who would be my question? Who thinks that's routine? Who thinks that? The weapon used, a 12-gauge Mossberg shotgun, was ordinary. And the shooter reportedly had no criminal record and bought the gun legally. Well, yeah, the AR-15 is ordinary. Hate to tell you that. I know, it's a weapon of war. No, it's actually ordinary. But it is this sort of numbness that women outside the White House are trying to counteract with their weekly vigils. They stand in the closed-to-traffic stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue, as few as 2 of them, and as many as a dozen, wearing stop gun violence pins and yellow crime scene tape, and buttonholing passersby during lunch hour. Their signs bear messages such as shame on the U.S. Senate. And who gave the NRA so much power? These women are not motivated by any personal connection to gun violence, but by a generalized outrage. They have been involved in demonstrations since the civil rights and Vietnam War movements of the 1960s, but nothing recurring like this. At first, they had plenty of company outside the White House from the Brady campaign and the other gun control organizations, but after Newtown, these groups got swamped. And the groups decamped to work on gun legislation that ultimately failed. After that, she throws some context-free statistics on the table about recent mass shootings and fails to mention that we are in the middle of a multi-decade decline in both violent gun crime and accidental negligent shootings. These drops in the criminal firearm use are occurring with the law-abiding citizen firearm use. She forgets that part, too. And she clings to this sad handful of old citizen control protesters that hang out with the other clumps of perennial lost causes outside the White House. One thing she can't do is that Milbank cannot point to a single gun control law that has been proposed that would have prevented the Columbia Mall shooting or the Sandy Hook massacre or last year's Clackamas Mall shooting, which was only stopped by Nick Melly, the concealed carry holder there. He can't point to the success of so-called gun-free zones because that's where the mass killers go. They go there because that's where large places... They're mass killers because the masses there are unarmed. That's why they become mass killers. Can't point to the success of a single assault weapons law passed on any level of government in the nation. And runs absolutely headfirst into the fact that states that restrict concealed carry have more murders. Like their fellows, Milbank is quite certain that more government is good government, and that stripping away the Second Amendment right to self-defense is a good thing, but without providing any details about what would or why, for a very good reason, and that's because gun control doesn't stop crime. It shifts the balance of power from the citizenry to the government. That's what it does. It doesn't stop crime, but it shifts the balance of power. Maybe that's why Milbank wants gun control. Maybe what is being craved here is more power to the government. Huh? Coming from the mouth of babes, this was on a website that's a college thing. It was an assignment for English 1 advanced class, entitled, and I'm going to try to read this to you verbatim because it's not very long, but for all of us that think that the Utes of America have been completely conscripted, I always like to see stuff like this. It's called Why Gun Control Ideas Should Be Shut Down. Why does everyone relate guns to words like dangerous, negative, and threatening? People do not give guns a chance from the start. Most people are taught as children that guns are not acceptable. However, most gun owners in the United States do not have bad intentions. The majority of gun owners use them for target shooting, hunting, or for protection. I believe everyone should be able to choose whether or not they own a gun. It is a right that our founding fathers stated in the Second Amendment. No one should be able to take that away from us. There are many different views about gun control, but most people have a strong opinion on the topic. Gun control is not only an argument in the United States, but a worldwide argument. Some countries have already confiscated their citizens' guns. Many feel these types of laws are pointless, while those who are pro-gun control feel as though they are a step closer to living in a world of world peace. Criminals will have access to guns, even if gun control laws are passed. If the gun control laws are passed, innocent victims will have no way to defend themselves against criminals with guns. Chicago has the strictest gun laws in the United States, but still people are gunned down every week. Criminals who have been interviewed on the topic are in favor of it because it makes their job easier. Even police who deal with criminals every day believe gun control laws are flawed. They believe laws will not affect the gun violence in the slightest way. If the government really wants to end gun violence, these laws need to be altered. Gun control will not affect crime rates drastically. Based on a survey in Connecticut, 67% of trace gun crimes have been purchased legally at some point. Criminals either steal guns, buy them off the street, or have someone buy them for them. But getting guns is way... By getting them, you bypass a background check and the police knowing you have a gun. The criminals will find a way to maneuver around the gun laws. Ask Harley to hang on through the break, please. Strict gun laws will make citizens more eager to rebel. Countries that have gun control now have more gun violence than before. In Australia, gun murder has increased 19% and armed robbery rates have increased 69%. Law-abiding citizens now live in fear, all because of these rebellious people. This is not fair to the citizens. These laws need to change. See if I can belt this last paragraph. Many people believe gun control is the only thing our country can do to try to stop gun control. These people believe that carrying a gun puts others in danger and that keeping a gun at home doesn't make you safer. These theories have been proven wrong by basic facts. 500,000 people defend themselves with a gun away from home every year. How can you be putting people in danger by saving yourself and possibly others? A gun is used 80 times more in self-defense than harm. Also, citizens shoot twice as many criminals than police. If you have a gun at home, you are much safer than if you are unarmed. You do not even have to know how to use a firearm, but even a threat has a good chance of scaring away the intruder. From the mouth of babes, when we get back, off to the phones we go on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Let's go to the phones. Harley in Indiana, what can I do for you?
Well, I just wondered if you had noticed the new Diane Sawyer's promo for gun control.
Are you talking about the World News? I talked about that earlier in the show.
That's what I wondered.
With the children's?
Yeah, Young Guns.
Let's surround some guns with some candy and some crayons and some coloring books.
I kind of thought that's what you must be talking about because I didn't come in at the part of it. But and I just seen a little boy trying to pick up a gun that was too big and he couldn't even pick the gun up, and they had him sitting there like he was firing the gun with a gun on a table or something, you know?
You know, I want to know the answers to the questions, though. Were the parents notified of this?
Yeah, I know. It was so ridiculous. It was, you know, I just like, what a joke. Like, somebody's going to really give their kid a military rifle to stand, sit and hold it on a table, and he can't even pick the gun up. They showed him trying to pick it up, and he couldn't even pick the stupid gun up.
Well, I mean, and what they did, though, was they basically undercut all of the little safety talks they were given for how long, but they undercut it by leaving them out.
Okay. See, I didn't really see it either. I just seen, like, the ending where the little boy was trying to pick it up, and then they said, Diane Sawyer, Young Guns, and I thought maybe they were advertising for a program they were going to put on even.
No, that was a little World News Tonight video they put together to show how this is right now what they're trying to do. They're losing on so many fronts. They've tried to come out with, you know, we got to protect the children, which based on evidence, we're in a 3-decade decline on children accidentally shooting themselves. People are becoming more and more educated as to the safe storage of guns that they're not carrying at any given time. So that's going down.
Well,
you know, they've just had this ridiculous Yale study come out where they are including in the age brackets of children 20-year-olds. And the 15 to 20-year-olds are killing themselves all the time. But, you know, you and I would refer to them as gang members.
Yes.
So they're really trying to gerrymander and create something.
Well, you know, I always felt the best way for a child to learn and understand a gun was for him to be with dad when you shoot a squirrel type thing, or you take him out with a little chipmunk 22. I don't know if you ever heard of them or seen them, but I bought them for my boys when they were young, and I took them out in the woods and I let them shoot a squirrel. And when they touch that squirrel and see it, and I mean, it touches your heart. Always did mine.
Yeah.
And then you understand because you just shot that squirrel and killed it.
They
you know what a gun does.
A gun is an object unless you show what it can do. And then it takes on this real tinge. And that's part of the education that I do with my kids. You probably did with yours. That was done when I was growing up. Probably the same thing happened to you.
Oh, yeah. So, and when my boy was 7 years old, I would, you know, we had woods, and I would let him take the chipmunk out on a Saturday, and they were allowed to shoot one squirrel. And they would take it out, and I let them go by themselves because I had taught them and trained them, and they would go out and shoot a squirrel and bring the squirrel in. But they only had one shot, kind of like Davy Crockett. They always said he was trained.
That's one
shell.
Boys must be pretty good shots with that kind of handicap.
Well, yeah, and they either brought the squirrel back and had something to eat for lunch, or they didn't.
Yep.
It was simple as that. But on the small arms treaty that this John Kerry trader signed.
Yes.
I'm going to say in that. That's how they're going to take our guns, if they can get them.
That's how they're going to...
Oh, yes, because, people don't realize and understand, treaties are the supreme law of the land. There have been over 2,000 treaties signed. There has never been one ruled unconstitutional, but they have overruled over 800 of our laws across the nation where they have vetoed the laws and says, no, this law is illegal because it violates this treaty.
Yeah, but one of the things they got, well, the reason for that is in during Nixon's administration, there was something called the Treaty on Treaties of Versailles. And what the Treaty on Treaties was is it said that if you don't sign the treaty, right?
Yes.
It's still in force until you either sign or don't sign it. Now, that was never taken up on the Senate. It's somewhere buried on Harry Reid's inbox. And it's been sitting there since Nixon's administration. So, to what you're saying, yes, they can try to do that. However, this year, they won't have the funding for it. That has been, that was part of, that just passed and Obama signed it. So, they won't have the funding for that. The Senate is not going to ratify it. If they try to ram it through, if they try to do that, that is a gun registration confiscation scheme. That's all it is. And Obama will be able, you know, he'd be able to say, well, that wasn't my deal. But, of course, he signed it, so he was for it. So I don't know if they have the taste in their mouths to go that way.
Well, see, they've actually also, they have ruled that even executive agreements are the supreme law of the land without the Senate ratification.
Well... Obama cannot make, he cannot sign anything. An executive action or an executive order can only reinforce existing law. If there was a law right now that was federal that said that there was going to be a gun registration, he could reinforce it. But he can't make one happen on his own.
Well, the Judiciary Committee has claimed that executive agreements are the supreme law of the land, whether they are ratified by the Senate or not.
And well, see, the Senate doesn't control the money, though.
Well, no, they don't. I mean, they may not get the money, but they're not going to bring it out in America. They're going to bring in the blue troops.
Well, that's fine. You know, blue troop, those helmets make such attractive targets. They're so colorful.
Well, you know, I agree.
Look at the dancing of the colors as they move.
That's right. I don't believe the American people will accept it.
No, they're not. They're not going to accept it. And but Obama knows that.
Every country they have taken over, though, they use violence. They believe they need violence. They want the violence. And that's why they keep pushing the envelope.
Yeah, but they haven't taken us on yet. I mean, without us, there is no U.N. There is no U.N. I don't care how many of their... they can get every country in the world to have a little bit of a coalition. Drop them in the center of the United States with 100 million plus gun owners, and let's see what happens.
Well, we know we have the largest accurate militia in the world with the hunters.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, in the Spanish-American War, a militia from Utah was sent to the Philippines. And if I remember correctly, they never lost one man, and they slaughtered the Philippines because every time one of them shot, they took one out. And that's also why the Civil War, so many people were killed, because everybody could hit the target. They had excellent gun control.
Right. In Wisconsin today, the hunters of Wisconsin make up the seventh largest land-on-the-ground army in the world.
Well, I hunted once in Wisconsin.
See, you were part of that big organization.
I'll tell you what. I have a cabin up there. In the summer, there might be a dozen cars out there. But in the opening hunting season, there are, you know, six cars parked in, like, every cabin. And when you go out in the woods, I went out and I thought I was safe, you know, and all this. And all of a sudden, I spotted a guy sitting across the way. So I walked and walked and walked, and I got a spot as well. Here, I sit here. First thing you know, some guys come walking by. So I walked and walked again, and all of a sudden, I seen blood. And I said, oh, that's it. I'm out of here. And I never went back out again.
There you go.
Because there's people everywhere, and I realized what was around the cabin where I was at.
What it all boils down to, Harley, is they can only get what we voluntarily give them.
Well,
that's what it boils down to.
Well, that's true, and the only thing I know most Americans are going to give them is what's inside. You know, they're not going to give them the steel. They're going to give them the lead.
Well, I hope they enjoy that. You know, lead is poisoning. Lead's poison. Yep. Don't consume lead.
Well, that's why they're outlawing the lead and taking it away.
There you go. Well, no. Actually, that you're talking about the smelter that got closed.
No, the smelter was closed, and, of course, they took a lead shot out of our shotgun ammunition a long time ago for a lot of hunting.
Well, I don't know about the shotgun ammunition. You hang on. I got to make one point to you before I let you go, okay? You hang on through the break, please. Okay. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Harley in Indiana. Harley, do you believe that they... you understand, of course, the Herculaneum smelter that you're referring to being closed. Do you know where that lead went?
I have no idea.
That lead was going to medical applications because it was pure lead. If you took pure lead and put that into projectiles that come out of barrels, I'm sure you've shot a gun with pure lead or heavily leaded rounds that totally leaded up your barrel that took just was just... all kinds of awful to try to get it out of there in your time, haven't you?
Yes.
The lead that they get for ammo comes from recycled car batteries. We should learn to love to live, learn to love the hybrid car because there's so many batteries in them that go bad so often. So, and the lead that comes from the car batteries is not pure enough to use in the medical applications that was that pure lead from the Herculaneum smelter was going to. So they're not inhibiting our capability of having ammo at all.
I've never heard of that before. So that must go into sheets where they use, they put around pregnant women so they don't get covered
yes,
with x-rays
yes,
and things.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because the military, that was where I was at, was in the dental field and taking x-rays and all the stuff, you know.
It's very malleable. It's very easy to, change its shape and everything else.
Ammunition. Soft.
Yes, yes. And that's what it was used for, and it's a very specialized thing. Now, from here on out, all of those aprons that you're talking about are going to be very expensive because they got to go overseas to get the lead. But it's not going to impact you or me as far as what kind of rounds we can buy.
So is that why my batteries are going up in price?
That may be true, but...
they're going now $14, $15 for a reason, for, you know, getting rid of an old battery.
Yeah, yeah. So I just had to change the battery in my car. And when I took it to them, I took it to AutoZone and swapped it, you know, so I didn't have to pay the core fee. And I said, well, I can't wait to see the bullets that this makes. And they just looked at me sort of crazy.
I didn't realize I made them from, I know you could, but I didn't realize that's where they come from.
Yes, sir. That's exactly where they come from.
If I could get rid of the acid in the battery, then I'd be all right. I could melt.
You could do your own reloading.
Yeah.
That's. But, I just wanted to make sure you knew that, though. I don't want you running around worrying about
that.
Something.
I had no idea.
Yes, sir.
All right. I thank you.
Yes, sir. Stay
Always
safe.
Good to learn.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye. In Connecticut, as they were going through the process of gearing up to push more gun bans and bans on standard capacity magazines, it was estimated that in the, I say it lightly, Constitution state, they had at least 2.4 million of the offending standard capacity magazines within their borders. Now they have this new force registration law that has set in, and 38,000 of them have been registered. Oh, no. It seems that their future setup for the gun confiscation is failing, despite the officials that are trying to claim that it was a great success. Back in 2011, their legislators were mulling over new anti-Second Amendment proposals. Their Office of Legislative Research looked into several questions being asked by lawmakers eager to fashion a new gun ban. They needed to know how many so-called assault weapons were in the state, how many so-called high-capacity magazines were manufactured, and how many held in private hands, how many crimes were committed by people using these things, and the like. The OLR found out that they, as of 2011, they had 2.4 million high-capacity standard capacity magazines, and likely many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, more. Now they've passed their new gun law and their new magazine registration law. And with the stroke of a pen, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy made millions of standard capacity magazines magically disappear overnight. The exact number of those registered is 38,290. Now that's a lot of magazines, but it isn't 2.4 million, not by a stretch. Where did they go? It appears, despite all the derision that was heaped upon them for the people that stood in line, that the majority of gun owners in Connecticut are not quite the sheep that a lot of people made them out to be, including those jackbooted government officials who have passed this law to begin with. If there were millions of high, and this was in 2011, this was. And, you know, what's happened since 2011? You know, that panic buying that happened because of what happened in Connecticut starting in 2012, when in some places a standard capacity AR magazine was $129? Well, you know, they're, I'm sure there's been a few more purchased beyond that 2.4 million since then. And it's very likely that there are more than 2.4 million, and now they are unregistered. And that means that thousands of gun owners in Connecticut have refused to bow down to them. So they're out there right now, trying to put a happy face on everything. It's been a resounding success. This will make the people of Connecticut safer. What does gun registration do besides be the precursor to confiscation? What does it do? It doesn't stop anything. I can go and register every gun I've got, and then I can go eeny, meeny, miny, moe and pick one out and go do a mass shooting if I want to. Don't have no micro stamping. They'll never know. I'll just put a brass catcher on my AR and on my handgun. I'll just use a revolver. Brass catcher and a revolver. There'll never be any evidence. But it's registered. So that makes me legal. For the people of Connecticut, for the gun owners of Connecticut that have decided not going to do it, I salute you. I salute you. Good on you. I was talking about Gabrielle Giffords earlier, and she was testifying in Washington State, where they have two competing initiatives, the I-594 and the I-591. Now, Giffords went there to testify. 594 is the gun control, 591 is pro-gun. She went there to lend her expert testimony to the cause of gun control. Her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly, tossed out an impressive figure that in the years from 2001 to 2010, there were 5,692 gun-related deaths in Washington. Broken down, that's just over 569 fatalities annually. Of course, he did not break down. If you do the math, it turns out to 93 people murdered with guns in the state of Washington per year. Now, that's bad. 93 people should not die anywhere due to murder. However, slight problem, there's cities in the United States that have all kinds of gun control that have more murders than that, sometimes in the magnitude of five times. So 93 is not bad for a state. That's less than it is in my state. Kelly delivered most of the testimony, and Giffords spoke for about 1 minute, telling lawmakers to be bold, be courageous, and the nation is counting on you. Well, the readers of the Seattle Times are slamming her with brickbats right now because of her appearance and remarks. They are not taking too well to this. But this is what gun control does. I mean, the most effective anti-gun control out there is grassroots. It's local people. But the gun controllers like to bring in the celebrity gun controllers. Yes, they do. Hey, over here is Gabrielle Giffords. If you'd like to get her autograph and have a picture made with her, of course you can. That'll be $75. Here's her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly. He's been in space. $100. He has all of his mental faculties. And he's a straw purchaser of AR-15s. When we get back, there's a round being marketed out there right now as the end-all be-all of self-defense rounds, and we're going to take a look at it simply because there's a lot of people think this is it. Is it? On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Woo. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Brady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. As we get ready to go away, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. People that enjoy guns and read stuff about guns have been besieged. They've been assaulted. There's a company out there called G2 Research, and they've got this thing, this round coming out called the RIP. And right now it's in 9mm. And in 9mm, what they got, it looks like a bullet with teeth. It is alarming to look at. And to their credit, okay, and look, there's a lot of really good self-defense rounds out there. What happens with them, that some of the ones you've never even heard of. But they didn't have this massive PR campaign going behind them either. It's being marketed as really and truly the last bullet you're ever going to need. Now, to give you an idea of some really good, and you've never heard of these manufacturers, Liberty, DRT, Extreme Shock, RBCD, Lamas. They just didn't have the marketing. First of all, how many of these wonder bullets out there actually exist? And they're going to keep coming because the gun community is looking for the magic bullet. Now, G2 Research has not sent any out for independent review. They have a very impressive video and some of the most incredible claims ever. For example, they make a claim. They make a claim that when the RIP hits wood, that it's going to cut through it like a buzzsaw, which gives you this idea that it's spinning and these teeth that, you know, break off at that point. They haven't broken off yet, so it's just sawing a nice, neat little hole through it. Here's the problem with that. A round exiting a barrel at 1,250 feet per second, okay? It takes a foot of travel for that round to rotate once. Once. They do not rotate in such a tight spiral that for each, say, plywood section that it might come upon, that it has rotated 20 or 30 times. It hasn't even rotated once. It's in the middle of a rotation. And it's not even really in the middle. It might be a tenth of the way turning. So, first and foremost, that's a lie. Not happening. One thing about it, it is a machined bullet, a CNC machine bullet, which is that's the newest thing coming out. There's a lot of machine bullets we're going to be seeing, and because it's machined, for example, there's a company called Lehigh Defense, and they put out something called the Maximum Expansion in 45 Colt. That round expands to nearly 2 inches in diameter, and the pedals of the gun on the hollow point fold flat. It's like a flat ashtray flying through you. It's a terrifying round, and it exists because it is 100% CNC machine. What does that mean? It's computer designed, and it's manufactured to a very strict tolerance, and it's machined completely out of copper. The designers can engineer it to do things that would simply be impossible from poured lead. A CNC machine bullet is actually, it's the new thing. It's what's coming. Now, we can ask a question, has G2 Research done the same thing? Have they created a round that can outperform traditional ammo by using technology and machining? And that is a possibility. Now, if you want to sit there, what has not been done with it? Typically, with ammunition, they're put through standard testing protocols developed by the International Wound Ballistic Association using standardized flesh simulants. Excuse me. Read that to mean ballistic gelatin. And it'd be nice to see what happens when one of these rounds hits an organic flesh simulant. That way, and that's the only way, can we actually get a good picture as to whether or not we're looking at something that's really new here. But it is not a hole saw. They also say it's really great at ripping through obstacles. It's not going to rip through anything. It might smash through them. Okay, it's going to smash through them just like every other bullet does. But I'm not saying that it won't go through obstacles and still perform. It may very well do that. What I'm saying is that it doesn't rip anything. Bullets simply do not spin that fast. It is right now, today, with today's technology, the barreling, the rifling of a handgun barrel, which is very short, it doesn't spin that tight. It would have to be spinning wildly. I mean, I can't even figure out the figure it would be. They misstated originally their claim of muzzle energy as well. The round clocks in at 96 grains, which is very light for a 9mm bullet. And it has a velocity of 1,265 feet per second. And they claimed a muzzle energy of 490, which is up there towards 10 millimeter standards in some cases. They didn't say 490 watt, but I think they put it out there so we would presume it was foot-pounds, and we would be mesmerized by the absolute evil look of the saber-toothed round. But if you use a standard formula for kinetic energy, 96 grains at 1,265 feet per second yields 341 foot-pounds of torque or pressure on impact. Not 490, as they claim. So I guess they could say that, you know, maybe they were calculating it in joules. Now, since then, since that initial claim, they have updated their site claiming muzzle energy of 370 foot-pounds. They're saying it is a projectile like no other in history. That's poppycock. It may look different. And that's what you can definitely say that you've never seen around like this before. If you haven't seen it, go look for the G2RIP 9mm. Just do a search on it. It looks absolutely horrifying. But coming away with it, as we're looking at it, we know that it is a CNC machine projectile. It has a solid base with machined pedals that break off, causing multiple wound paths in the temporary cavity. In a circular fashion, they shoot a balloon filled with water. It's quite cool looking, actually, because you see these things coming, and it reminds me of the PDX round in shotguns. The solid base continues forward to cause a deep penetration, and it sounds just like the Lehigh Defense Controlled Fracturing Bullet or the Cutting Edge Personal Home Defense Bullet. Sounds a little bit like the Winchester PDX 1 12-gauge Bullet, which is actually a shotgun slug. Now, I've mentioned a couple of names. Why isn't everybody using those as the last bullet you're ever going to need? Well, they didn't put out a really cool video, that's one thing. The G2 Research Project has gotten nearly 1 million views on YouTube. But until somebody on the outside of G2 gets a hold of the ammo and actually runs it through a bunch of tests, I have no idea what this ammo is going to cost. If they're throwing it out there as a self-defense round, it probably comes in a box of 20. A box of 20 of exotic ammunition in 9mm, there's not a whole lot of difference between the $15 hollow points and the $29 frangible stuff as far as what's going to happen. Just isn't. There are some offerings from Corbon that I do like an awful lot. Powerball, safety slugs, it doesn't matter. But in any event, we'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to do this, please. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.